Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 11th, Tuesday, 2019, day 162. Today's topic, how to turn darkness to light. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 131 verses 1 to 3, 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 1 to 66. Acts chapter 7 verse 51 to chapter 8 verse 13, Proverbs 17 verse 1. Today's main passages. And the first one is from Acts chapter 7 verses 51 to 53. You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestor did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was given through angels but have not obeyed it. The second passage, 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 33 to 34. When your people Israel have been defeated by an enemy because they have sinned against you, and when they turn back to you and give praise to your name, praying and making supplication to you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land you gave to their ancestors. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, do you want to help someone to turn darkness to light? I receive three steps today. Number one, resist, betray, murder. That's our condition. We need to know that we are those who Stephen accused in today's Acts chapter 7, verses 51 to 56, stiff-necked people. Stiff-necked people. And our hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. We are those who resist the Holy Spirit, betray and murder Jesus. If we really acknowledge that, then we have the heart to confess our sins and repent. Number two, turning back, praising, praying. We need to turning back to Jesus and have a life of praising and praying every day instead of no praising and no praying, but complaining and accusing other people. That's very dark. Number three, the third step, hear, forgive, bring back. This is the promise of our Abba Father, that He will hear your prayer, forgive your sins, and bring you back into His kingdom of light and power. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us each day into your kingdom of light and power because of our willingness to turning back, praising and praying to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of encouragement have you received from Jesus today? Number two, what is your action to turn darkness to light? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about how you lead your family to be in His kingdom of light and power. May the Lord bless you.